This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ba'd. I don't know if you guys know that, but tonight at sundown, what happened? It's not the cold weather. I'm not talking about the weather, Jamal. In terms of the counts for Ramadan, this is it. Right now, we're counting down to the end of the month of Ramadan. Basically, you're not going to fast more than what you already fasted. And the rest of it is going to be now counting down to Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to go through the entire month of Ramadan with ihsan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the second part of it better than the first, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And give us the conclusion to be the best, inshallah ta'ala, for all of us. Now, one of the things that people, they complain about somehow around the middle of the month of Ramadan is what? Fatigued, tired, losing focus. Now we start kind of like realizing, you know, sleep deprivation, all the kind of thing that comes with that. And as a result, one of their biggest regrets is what? Not being able to meet their goals when it comes to the Quran. One of the goals that we set for each other is that, look, you're on a different journey. Everybody's on their own journey with the Quran. Some of us, they still barely want to learn the alphabets. Others want to learn how to read it, alhamdulillah, properly. Some, they would like to excel in reading the Quran. Some, alhamdulillah, work on their hifz, their progress, their understanding. Everybody has their own journey with the Quran. But we all need to understand. We all need to understand that no matter how difficult, how hard it is, I want you to continue with it. Do not stop. And keep going. Because Allah knows where the khair is going to come to you, inshallah, when it comes to the Quran. To the beginning of the month or the end of the month. And just to let you know, struggling as you try to learn the Quran and recite the Quran, it's nothing new. It even happened with the Sahaba. Remember, the Sahaba, the Quran came down with their language, which means supposed to be the easiest thing for them to remember and to learn. Still though, even in that generation, that righteous generation, there were people who were struggling with the Quran, and there were people who, mashallah, excel in the recitation of the Quran. I want to share with you a few examples, inshallah, ta'ala, would come to those who struggled and those who excelled in the recitation of the Quran. So some of those struggles with the Quran, they were basically, they were farmers, they were shepherds. So they're not the people who come to the masjid regularly maybe to learn. They don't even have time for that. They didn't even have time for that. One of those examples, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was one of the excellent reciters of the Quran. He was a young man. He was in his early 20s. And you can imagine when you're 20s, you're what, mashallah? You think you have control of everything. The world is yours, mashallah. You're very energetic. You have the mind for it and the muscles for it and everything. Mu'adh was a very enthusiastic young man. And the Prophet ﷺ loved him. He was one of the few people the Prophet told him, "Inni uhibbuka fillah." I love you for the sake of Allah. Because of his qualities. So he used to pray Isha with the Prophet ﷺ. And then he heads to his neighborhood. And he leads his community for Salat al-Isha. So one of those nights, Mu'adh came from the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seems to be, mashallah, so enthusiastic and so inspired and charged with the emotion and maybe with spirituality. He decided to lead Salat al-Isha to recite Surah al-Baqarah. If I did that in the Masjid, what happens, Jama'ah? So Mu'adh decided to recite Surah al-Baqarah. Somehow, as he was reciting, one of the men behind him realized this is taking too long for him. So what did he do? He goes, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah." He goes back, and he prayed Isha for himself, and he goes home. When he finished, those who were around, they told, Allah knows when he finished anyway, but when he finished, some of those around this man came to Mu'adh. He says, "By the way, just to let you know, this guy, he did so and so." He goes, "Really?" He says, "Yeah." He said, "Leave him, he's munafiq." SubhanAllah. A young man, through that accusation, just quickly rushed in that accusation, radiallahu anhu warda. So he told him, he said, "Leave him, he's a munafiq." Why did he say munafiq? Because Allah mentioned that in the Quran about the munafiqeen, they come lazy and they drag their feet to the salah. And the Prophet said, there's no salah heavier on the munafiqeen more than Fajr and Isha. So yeah, munafiq. So he said, he is one of them. So friends of this young man, they heard that from Mu'adh, and what did they do? They went to him. They went to the young man. He goes, "By the way, Mu'adh said you're munafiq." He goes, "What?" He goes, "Mu'adh said that you're munafiq because you left the salah." He goes, "I'm munafiq? والله لأرفعنه إلى رسول الله. You know what? I'm going to take it to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the young man goes to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا رسول الله. يا رسول الله. He says, look, I am shepherd. I stay with the camels all day in the sun. And by the end of the day, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I could barely open my eyes. I come for Salat al-Isha. And then you have your Qari, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. He recites a very long recitation. I can't handle this. I don't have that energy for that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Rawi, Anas radiallahu anhu, narrating the story, he goes, I've never seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so upset and so angry in giving an advice and admonition the way I saw him giving the admonition to Mu'adh in that moment. So he called Mu'adh. Mu'adh, come over here. Is that true? Is that true? You need Isha or Baqarah, Salat al-Isha? And he told him, he قال, أَفَتَّانٌ أَنْتَ يَا مُعَاذ? What's wrong with you? Are you going to cause people to turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if you're going to be leading salah for people, make sure to recite something light. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ أَمَّا النَّاسَ فَلْيُخَفِّفْ. If you're going to be leading people in salah, make it easy. Recite something easy. And he gave examples. He goes, recite, سَبِّحَ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق رسالة الغاشية والشمس وضحاها. Easy surahs for the people. For yourself, فإن صلى لنفسه فليطول ما شاء. If you're going to praying by yourself, read as long as you wish. And then he turned to the young man. He goes, by the way, what do you do in your salah? What do you recite in your salah? He goes, look, Ya Rasulullah, for me, when I pray, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I thank him, and I just do my own dhikr, and that's it. وَإِنِّي قَالْ لَا أَفْهَمُ دَنْدَنَتَكَ وَلَا دَنْدَنَتَ مُعَادٍ. I really don't understand your humming and the humming of Mu'adh. يعني. Like, this is too much for me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled with the man. He goes, قال, look, my humming and Mu'adh's humming, حَوْلُهَا نُدَنْدَن. We're just humming around the same thing too. Like he making it easy on this man to make him to understand. The idea is that this young man wasn't like other sahaba, like Mu'adh, for example, with the recitation. And the Prophet ﷺ took it easy on him. It doesn't mean you don't upgrade yourself to the next level. It doesn't mean that. And subhanAllah, he was sincere with his level. He was trying his best, but that's the best he could give. I want you to be better than that, inshallah, azza. Another sahabi, who was not necessarily as maybe illiterate as this man in terms of the recitation, but maybe in terms of hifz, memorization, he wasn't at that level of other sahaba radiallahu anhum. But this man has a different skill. This man was actually Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu warda. You guys know Khalid, right? Khalid radiallahu anhu, what did he do to the ummah? He conquered the world. He's one of those, unfortunately, underserved in terms of his seerah, in terms of his genius mind, that the military genius of Khalid radiallahu anhu is completely underserved and completely understudied. Wallahi, this man was unbelievable, that the achievements he did in such a very short time, radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. The Prophet ﷺ named him what? Sayfullah al-Maslul, the unseized sword of Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this man, one time he led his commanders in salah and he made mistakes. He was leading them in salah as he was reciting. He made mistake with the qira'ah. When he finished, he turned to the people. He says, قال, والله لقد شغل الجهاد في سبيل الله عن كثير من القرآن. He says, unfortunately, fighting for the sake of Allah took too much of my time away from the Qur'an. Like some people have different skill, different than other people. So maybe hifz is not your thing. But don't let then the qira'ah also be wasted. If you can't memorize, then excel in your reciting. If you can't excel in reciting, then at least learn it, learn to understand it, to follow it in whichever capacity you can, inshallah, you can do that, bidnallahi azza wa jal. But just don't say, no, it's too hard for me. But some other sahaba were excellent in the Quran. Who can give me some names of people, sahaba we know from the seerah, they were the professional reciters of the Quran? Like who? Huh? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. The Prophet ﷺ said, "من سره أن يقرأ القرآن غضا كما أنزل على محمد فليقرأه على ابن أم عبد." Because if anyone desires to recite the Quran as fresh as it was recited, as it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, recite with ابن أم عبد. Another name for Abdullah bin Mas'ud. He was a professional qari, and he was the first Sahabi to recite the Quran publicly in Mecca when no one dared. When they were the chiefs of Quraysh, The enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put himself in danger for that he lost his ear for it. Literally, he lost his ear. Because when he was reciting publicly near the Kaaba, Abu Jahl came. He looked at him, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud was tiny in terms of his size. He was petite. He slapped him. He severed his ear. Radiallahu anhu wa arda. This man was one of the professional reciters of the Quran. Another Sahabi that was known to be professional Qari, Ubay bin Ka'b, radiallahu anhu wa arda. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to Ubay one day. He says, "Qala inna Allah qad amara an aqra alayka surata ad-duha." Like, Allah commands me to recite Surah Wadduha wa Layli Ida Saja to you. Can you imagine? The Prophet is reciting Surah Wadduha to Ubay. So Ubay was shocked. He goes, "Wasammani lak? Did he really give my name to you?" He goes, "Yes, by name. I need to recite Surah Wadduha to you." He starts crying. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal, he endorses the recitation of Ubay radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. This is why Umar bin Khattab later on, what did he do? He made him the official reciter and qari for Taraweeh in the Ummah, Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. But Allah, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, the other one, nothing about Abdullah bin Mas'ud, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, he says, "Qal iqra alayya al-Quran," read the Quran for me. So he said, "Qala aqra alayka wa alayka unzil." May recite the Quran for you when it was revealed to you. He goes, "Inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri," I love to hear it from somebody else. Another Sahabi who is known to be professional Qari, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. One day the Prophet says, and saw Abu Musa al-Ash'ari during the day, he goes, "Ya Abu Musa, because if you have seen me last night as I was actually eavesdropping to your recitation in the Quran." He was walking sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time at night, and he heard Abu Musa al-Ash'ari reciting the Quran beautifully. So he stopped listening to him. Until he probably maybe did ruku' in tahajjud or qiyam al-layl. So Abu Musa qala, "Wallahi ya Rasul, law alimtu annaka tastami." If I knew that you were listening to me, lahabbartuhu laka tahbira. I would have made it even more beautiful. Like, if it wasn't beautiful enough, I'm going to make it even more beautiful to you. Another Sahabi we know that had beautiful recitation was Usayd ibn Hudayr. Usayd ibn Hudayr, he was one night reciting the Quran. He was reciting Surah Al-Kahf. And his son Yahya was near him. Yahya was near him. So as he was reciting the Quran, suddenly the horse, his horse, I mean, back then they lived almost in the same space. His horse became uneasy and started moving. So he stopped. And the horse calmed down. Then he continued reciting again. And the horse moved one more time. He stopped again. Then he recited again. And the horse became almost like violent, and then eventually had to stop out of fear for his baby, for his child. Then suddenly he looked up and he saw an aura of light, and it started going up into the skies. The next day he told the Prophet, "Ya Rasulullah, that's what happened." He goes, Iqra Abu Yahya. Keep reading Abu Yahya. Keep reading Abu Yahya. He said, "I swear if you continue reading, you would have actually, we have seen the angels the next day in the morning." Because that was actually the angels came to listen to your beautiful recitation of the Quran. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, قال الذي يقرأ القرآن وهو ماهر به فهو مع السفرة الكرام البررة. The one who recites the Quran excellently. You recite with beautiful recitation, excellent recitation. He says, مع السفرة الكرام البررة. You are with those ambassadors, the angels. The most noble, the most righteous, he says. Which means you'll be in that rank on the Day of Judgment. When they recite, you recite with them. قال والذي يقرأ القرآن وهو يتتعتع فيه وهو شاق عليه فله أجران. And the one who recites the Quran, well, it's so hard to read the Quran, يتتعتع فيه, which means keep making mistakes and kind of trying their best, because you have double the reward. One reward for trying and one reward for every letter that you recite. So we have no excuse not to keep trying. You can be in the rank of Ubay, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and others, and or at least Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Yes, you're busy doing something else, but it shouldn't deprive you from also connecting with the Quran at your own pace as much as you can. Do this, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in your life, in your effort, in your Quran, in your life, ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.